This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
In progress. Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abam. We're starting a new Mitzvah today. Simon Memvav Hilchos Berachos HaShachar Ushar Brachos. Let us begin. Sif Aleph. Dina Berachos HaShachar. K'sheyeyar Mishinasai. When you wake up from your slumber. So, you see, it's the Hashgacha Pratis. We know the message of Tkiya Shofar is Uru Yishena Mishinaschem. So, Rosh Chodesh Elul, the Mechaber tells us, K'sheyeyar Mishinasai, when you wake up from your sleep, Yoimar Eloikai Neshama. You should say Eloikai Neshama. You know, it's very interesting. The Gemara doesn't really speak about Negavasar. It's not really discussed in the Gemara. Maida'ani is certainly not discussed in the Gemara. What's the reason for that? Because in the times of the Gemara, they were on a much higher level. So as soon as they got up, they said Eloikai Neshama. They were in a state that they could already make a bracha. But nowadays, so we have a certain tumah, you can't say Hashem's name. They had to compose a tefillah that doesn't have Hashem's name, but it's a later addition. Anyway, K'sheyar Mishnasu Yomar Lekai Neshama. K'sheyishma Kol HaTarnagal. When you hear the sound of the rooster, Yivarech, Hanoisein Lasech Vivina. K'sheloivesh, Yivarech Malbish Arumim. K'sheyaniach Yodav Alinov. When you put your hands on your eyes, Yivarech Poikeach Ivrim. Hashem opens up, gives sight to the blind. K'sheyeshev Yivarech Mater Asurim. When you sit, Hashem releases the bound. K'shezoikev, when you stand erect, Yivarech Zoikev Kufufim. K'sheyaniach Raglov Ba'aretz, Yivarech Roika Ha'aretz Al Hamoyim. K'shenoyel Menolov, Yivarech Sha'asali Kol Tzarki. K'shehoylech Yivarech Hamech Metzadei Gover. When you walk, that Hashem firms the footsteps of man. K'shachoy ger chaguroi, Yivarech oizer yisol begvura. When you put on your belt, you say Hashem girds Israel with strength. Haga, oiloi veisho avneid hamavzik ben libo l'erva. Whether it's the belt or if it's the waist line of the undergarment. K'shamisim koiva oi mitznafs, when you put on a hat or a turban, barosh yivarech oiter yisol besefara. He girds Israel with splendor. K'sheyitol yadov yivarech al netil sidayim. K'sheyirchatz panav, when you wash your face, yivarech hama'aver sheino me'inoi. V'chulu v'hiratzayin v'chulu ad baruch ato Hashem goymel chasadim toivim li'amo Yisrael. Ein la'ano yisal me'inach hama'aver sheino me'inoi. The listener does not answer Amen afterwards. Amar Hashem Neinar Ad Sheyachdem Hagoyimel Chasadim Tovim LaAmo Yisrael Shehakol Bracha Achasi. Says the Mishnah Berurah Kisheyar B'chulu Kol Habracha Se'elu Hu Mishum Da'aser Loi LaAdam LeHanois Min HaOlam Hazeh B'li Bracha. All of these brachos is because it is aser to benefit from this world without a blessing. I would not have said that. I would have said these are not Berachas HaNehanin, these are Berachas HaShavach. The reason why a person makes Malbish Harum, let's say someone doesn't have clothing, he still makes Malbish Harumim. Let's say someone, we still make Sha'asali Kol Tzarki on Tisha B'Av. Why? Because it's not a Bracha on your specific Hana. It's a Berachas HaShvach that Hashem created this. It's very interesting. But it seems like the Mishnah Berurah is learning that there is, I don't think this could be the only element of Berachas HaShachar, but there's a dominant element of Berachas HaShachar that is a Berachas HaNehanin. The Mishnah Berurah then quotes the Ramuk Ra'adadi, the famous Tirum Sukkim, Ksiv Lashem. Now the Mishnah Berurah said, V'chal HaNehanin min ha'olam hazeh b'lei brachi l'mal, the Ramuk Ra'adadi, Ksiv Lashem ha'aretz l'mlaya. It says, the world belongs to God. Uchsiv ha'aretz nasan l'bnei Adam, and he gave it to man. V'tirtzu loy kasha, kan koidem bracha, kan la'acha bracha. Roitzo loymar, meaning to say, koidem bracha hi la'ashem, before a blessing that belongs to God, va'asurim l'chatz asur to you, kehektish, shehula Hashem v'yachar ha'bracha, and after the blessing, hutar ha'kol v'nei adam. V'im kein, if so, kivin shekoydim ha'bracha hila Hashem, if before a blessing belonged to God, hari ha'kol koydash l'Hashem, it's sanctified to Him, v'yesh ba me'ila imnenim imeno. There is misappropriation if you get hana from it. K'may b'truma, shi koydash. Lefikach tiknu chachamenu za'al bracha al kol davar v'davar me'an hagas ha'olam sha'adam nenem imenu. You know what? I never realized this in my whole life. It sounds like that in the morning, see, we're not even noyeg, not only are we not noyeg that it's brachas hananen, but we don't even make the bracha when we open our eyes. We don't even make the bracha when we put our hands on our eyes. But it sounds like if somebody were to go a day without making pakeach ivrim, besides missing the bracha, they're like, they're over on me'ila. How do you have a right to be nene al yedei re'iyah without a bracha? How do you have a right to be nene from your clothing without a bracha? How do you have a right to be nene from your shoes without a bracha? There definitely is an element of brachas hanehenin in all of these brachas. By the way, once we're on the topic, you know, there's a Aruch Chaim HaKadosh that does not appear in any of the writings of the Aruch Chaim. This is a rare chiddush that does not in the entire Sefer Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, but it comes from the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, because the Chida says he heard it from his Rebbe. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says that he cannot understand the kasha of the Gemara Brachas. What's the stira? The world belongs to God, and then it says, and the world God gave to man. Exactly, it belongs to God and He gave it to man. What's the stira? It belongs to God and He gave it to us. So what's the stira of the Gemara? The Gemara's kasha, stira. One pasuk says it belongs to God, one pasuk says He gave it to man. Yeah, it's like the minchas chinuch that you bought in the store and then you gave it to the bar mitzvah kid. So you owned it and then you gave it to him. So what exactly is the stira? So Aruch Chaim HaKadosh said a wondrous chiddush. Aruch Chaim HaKadosh said, the chida quotes, that how could God give it to us? But we're avadim. We come asher kana eved kana rabbi. So I understand if it belonged to God and the only reason we have it is because He gave it to us, but we don't have a yad. Come asher kana Eved Kana Rabbi. Must be, says Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, that by making a bracha, we have a din of a ben. So the Gemara's kasha is, how could Hashem give it to man? But Kamasha Kana Eved Kana Rabbi. And the answer is, al yedei bracha, we attain the status of banim lamakim, so now we're able to be kaina, all of these things. That's what the Chida brings from, he heard from his Rebbe, Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. Okay, anyway, Mishnasai. When you wake up from your sleep, it says Mishmar Rotzalimra, Davka Soif Shnasai. The end of your sleep. Loi Kozman Shayakat is a Shatiya. So you wake up at 2 a.m., you don't say that bracha. The Dirshu brings, let's say somebody gets up after Chatzos, he gets up 2 a.m., he has in mind to go back to sleep, Shinas Keva. So the Mishnah Berurah says later on in some Mem Zayin that you could make all the Birchas HaShachar and you don't have to make it again in the morning except for Elokei Neshama. That he says, Elokei Neshama, you say Beli Chasima. And at Ma'aver Shena, you say without Hashem's name. And B'diyevet, if you said it B'chasim V'Azkaras Hashem, you don't make it again in the morning. So in other words, you can make all the Berachos HaShachar the first time you get up, only Elokei Neshama Ma'aver Shena the second time you get up. Fine. Says Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Gimel, Yomer Elokei Neshama Tzarech Lahafsik Ma'ad Bein Elokei L'Neshama Kedei Shelo Yei Nishma Sh'Neshama Hi Elokav Chasim. You don't say Elokei Neshama, you say Elokei Neshama shenasa tavi toyrahi. V'dinei berchaz alikai neshama, ayin le'el b'simen vav, v'mishabruah siv kadnyon beis. La sechvi. What does it mean, hanoi sein la sechvi vina? Either halev nikra sechvi b'lashen ha-mikra. Either the heart is called sechvi in the language of the written law. So the question is the bracha Hanoisen or Asher Nosan? The Gemara says Asher Nasan. The Gra says Asher Nasan. The Torah and the Shulchan Aruch say Hanoisein. Now all the brachos are Lashon Hoiva. The Gra famously holds, except for the first one. If you look in the Gra, I think in the Imrei Noyam, the Gra says it comes from the pasuk in Sefer Iyov that were you around Iyov when I gave intellect to the rooster to know the difference between day and night? And since it comes from that pasuk, and that pasuk is Lashon Avar, therefore we maintain the Lashon Avar. That's the opinion of the Vilna Gaon. All the brachas are Lashon Hoiva, except for Asher Nasan Lasech Vivina. That was always very powerful to me. Because in other words, what's the first bracha you make in the morning? First bracha makes something you wake up in the morning, you know, I don't understand why this like that, why is like that. You know, you have all these questions on life. The first thing you say, you have to remember what Hashem told Iyov. You know, have you been around from the beginning of time? You know, all the cheshbonos. Before you make any bracha in the morning, you have to understand the world's been around for thousands of years without you. The Ribbono Shel Olam has a long cheshbon. You know the famous story with Rabbi Chanan. A guy comes into the shul, he doesn't understand why this Pliny gets an aliyah, why that Pliny got an aliyah, and this big tzaddik doesn't get an aliyah. He goes to the Gabbai. The Gabbai says, I don't understand. Last week he got an aliyah, and the week before the other guy an aliyah. And these other guys haven't gotten an aliyah in 7 years. You have a kasha, you're a guest, you have a kasha. Why? About this, about the cheshbonos. So the same thing, you know, the first bracha we make is we remember what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Iyov. Were you around when I gave, when I was Nosan Sechvi to the Tarnagol? Okay. Oy, Dechsiv, Oy mi Nosan La Sechvi Vina. Vahalev hu hamevin. The heart is the one who understands. Ayidei habina adam avchin ben yom uvein laila. Mevnesha ha-Tarnagol mevin. Gam kein zeh. Because the Tarnagol also understands it. V'gam yesh b'shmiyasei l'adam anah. And by hearing the rooster, you also have a benefit. Sheyadeh shukav, you know the day is coming. Uve arvi karen l'tarnagol sechvi. L'achi tiknu brachazu b'shmiyas kol ha-Tarnagol. You hear this? It is wrong to think that the bracha means asher nasan la-sechvi. The sechvi is referring to the rooster. The sechvi does not refer to the rooster. It refers to you. If you're a rooster, then it works out very good. But most people are not roosters. According to the Mishnah Berurah, Sechvi is the lave. And we're thanking Hashem that He gave us the ability to differentiate between day and night. But because the rooster has this understanding, and when we hear the rooster, it's a benefit for us, and it happens to be in Arabic, the Tarnagol is called the Sechvi. Therefore, when you hear the Tarnagol, it triggers this bracha. But not to think, tu pshatim, sechvi either means you or the rooster. It means one thing, it means you. It means your lave. That's what it means, according to the Mishnah Berurah. Malbish arumim, lav davka shiyashin arim. It's not only if somebody sleeps arim, elakim shalom loivish, malbish alyan shalom mevarach brachazo. It's when you put on the upper robe. The Dirsha brings, the fact that the Shulchan Aruch says you put on your clothing, even though you didn't wash your hands, the Magen Avraham brings a raya, you're allowed to touch your clothing before Negel Vasar. Not like the Seder Hayoim who says not to touch it. The Mishnah Berurah there says, he brings the Seder Hayoim, and he brings to the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham is not mashma. In other words, Alpidino de Gemara, there's no issur to touch your clothing before Negel Vasar. When you put your hands in your eyes, Aleinu Perish Aidei HaChalok, doesn't mean straight on your eyes. The aser lahaniach yadav aleinov kaidem anatila k'mashikas asim and dalid. So I would have learned this a little differently. I would have learned this. We already know when you get up in the morning, you wash your hands 3 times. That's even before anything, and that's not mentioned in the sif. Then you say lekai neshama, and you say anosin lasechvi, and you make ma'avish arumim, and now you could put your hands on your eyes, and you could say pekei achivrim. And then, at the end of everything, when you're ready to daven shachris, you make an atil siyadayim. But maybe it's talking about, see, the Mishnah Berurah is gripping the mechaber that you didn't wash negel vasar yet. But, okay. We'll hold it over here. Rabbi Yisai, have a wonderful Shabbos. Agun Chodesh. Yashikach to Rabbi Yeager for giving the Dvar Halacha this week. Shkayach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.